So let's review. In the previous daf, we learned several ways of understanding the machloikis of the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Gamliel. And at the beginning of this daf, Daf Tzadi Vav, the Gemara concluded, according to Rashi, that the machloikis is as follows. The Tanna Kamma holds machnisin zug zug. He may bring in the tefillin by wearing only one pair at a time, because Shabbos man tefillin. There is a mitzvah to wear tefillin on Shabbos, and the hetter to bring in the tefillin is based on the mitzvah which requires only one pair of tefillin. Rabbi Gamliel holds shnayim shnayim. He may wear even two pairs of tefillin, because Shabbos loves man tefillin. There is no mitzvah of tefillin on Shabbos, and the heter is based on tachshit. And since makom yesh b'roish l'nech shtei tefillin, even two pairs of tefillin are considered tachshit. The Gemara now asks, uman shabbat le Shabbos man tefillin. The Gemara tries to find which tana holds Shabbos man tefillin. First, the Gemara suggests it's Rabbi Akiva, based on the following brisa. We know that one of the four parashas we put into the tefillin is kaddish lichal b'char, which discusses both topics of Pesach and Tefillin. It ends with the pasuk, "V'shamarta sachuka hazois l'me'ada miyam yomima." You shall guard this mitzvah on its designated days. Rabbi Yosef Glili holds it refers to the mitzvah of Tefillin and teaches yamim v'lo leilis. There is no mitzvah of Tefillin at night. Mi yamim v'lo kol yamim. Some days, but not all days. Prat l'shabbos is v'yom tovim. There is no mitzvah of Tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Kiva says, "Lo'ne'amar chuka zu el in a Pesach b'lvad." This pasuk is not referring to tefillin at all, but to the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, Rashi explains. Therefore, we must assume that Rabbi Kiva holds Laila v'Shabbos zman tefillin. There is a mitzvah to wear tefillin at night and on Shabbos. However, the Gemara cites a brisa in which Rabbi Kiva explicitly states that Shabbos loves zman tefillin based on another source. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Yochel niach adam tefillin b'Shabbos v'yam tovim. We might think that one must wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Tamal leimer v'hayel chol ois al yadcha. The tefillin shall be a sign on your arm as a commitment to Hashem and His Torah. Pekiva understands this to mean mishat shrichin ois. The mitzvah of tefillin applies only on those days, the weekdays, which need a sign. Yatzu elu shein gufan ois, excluding Shabbos and Yom Tov, which are themselves a sign, as the Torah writes, ki oisi beini veinechem. Shabbos is a sign between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. One is therefore not obligated to wear the ois of tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Gemara next cites a brisa in which Reb Nosson holds Laila zman tefillin, and Yonasi Kitonya holds Laila loves man tefillin. The Gemara at first equates Laila and Shabbos. Mida Laila latana kama zman tefillin, Shabbos nami zman tefillin. They apparently argue about Shabbos zman tefillin as well, and Reb Nosson holds Shabbos zman tefillin. However, the Gemara points out that we would only tie the two together according to Reb Yosef HaGlili, whose only source is the pasuk of Miyam Miyamima, from which we either exclude both or neither. Perhaps Reb Nosson agrees with Rabbi Kiva that the two are not related. Shabbos loves Mount Tefillin because it's an ois, and Laila's Mount Tefillin because Miyam Miyamima is not referring to Tefillin but to Pesach. The Gemara next cites a brisa which states, Michal bas Kushi, hoisamaneches Tefillin, v'loi Michal b'chacham. Michal, the daughter of Shaul HaMelech, and the wife of David HaMelech, wore Tefillin, and Acham had no objection. Apparently, they allowed her to wear tefillin because Shabbos man tefillin. Thus, tefillin is not a mitzvah as man gerama, a time-bound mitzvah because it applies even on Shabbos. The Gemara rejects this as well. Perhaps the Tana holds Shabbos loves man tefillin, and tefillin is indeed a mitzvah as man gerama, which exempts women, but they are allowed to perform the mitzvah as Rabbi Yosi rules, noshim seim ches rishus. Although women are not obligated, they may voluntarily do smicha on their kabbanas. This line of reason is actually compelling, because the brisa also relates that the Chacham did not object to Yaina's wife being oil l'regel, coming up to Yerushalayim on Yom Tov, which certainly is a mitzvah sasechas magarama in which women are pater. Finally, the Gemara cites a brisa in which there is a machlekes remei Rabbi Yehuda whether new tefillin may be brought in by wearing them on Shabbos, but all agree that women are allowed to bring in tefillin by wearing them. Now, the Gemara quotes a Stam Mishnah offered by Remeir, which states that we do not allow women to blow shofar. The Gemara also quotes a Stam Sifra, authored by Rabbi Yehuda, that we do not allow women to do smicha. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda disagree with Rabbi Yosi and hold that women are not allowed to perform those mitzvahs of which they are potter, because as Rashi says, Nirois kemaisifos, it looks like Baal Taisif adding to the mitzvahs. Clearly, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, who allow women to wear tefillin, hold Laila b'Shabbos zman tefillin, making tefillin a mitzvah sasecha, loy has mangarama, and women are chayavas. With this, the Gemara concludes that the Tanna Kamma of our Mishnah, who holds Shabbos Man Tefillin, is indeed Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. The Gemara continues, Am Reb Elazar, Hamoitzi Tcheles Beshuk. If a person finds wool dyed with Tcheles in the marketplace, L'shoynes Psulois, strips of wool are not valid to be used for tzitzis, because we cannot be certain that they were prepared lishma with the intent to be used for the mitzvah of tzitzis. Chutin ksherin, if they are in the form of threads, and the Gemara adds that they are also shizurin and mufsakin, twisted and cut to length, they are valid. We can assume it was made lishma because t'kuli hai vadi l'tarchi inshi, a person would not do all that work for any other use than tzitzis. The Gemara cites the above-mentioned brisa to show that this is a machlekes. Hamaitzit tefillin machnisin zug zug. Echad chadashus v'echad yishanis divrei meir. Behuda oisu b'chadashus umat b'yishanis. Behuda only allows wearing old tefillin on Shabbos on which the kasharim and the ritzuis, even if untied, show evidence of wear, and we can be certain that they have kedushas tefillin. New tefillin whose ritzuis were never knotted may have been made as a kemeya, an amulet, and have no kedushas tefillin. Therefore, we may not wear them on Shabbos. Behuda holds, Tarachinish, a person will go to the trouble of fashioning a kemeya in the form of tefillin. Remeir allows wearing even new tefillin on Shabbos. We may assume that they were made for tefillin and have kedushas tefillin because, loy Tarachinish, a person will not go to all the trouble of fashioning a kemeya in the form of a tefillin. The same machlekes would apply to the found threads of tzitzis. The Gemara on the next daf will offer a different explanation of the machlekes of Remeir and Rebbe Yehuda.